Chapter 3, 1914 to 1918, Boston's Babe. The Red Sox were in sixth place with a record of 40-38 when Babe Ruth joined the team. The season looked lost. Manager Bill Carrigan was already looking ahead to next season and wanted to see how close his new players were to being able to help the team win. When the Babe arrived at Fenway Park on July 11, 1914, Carrigan told him to get warm because he was going to start against the Cleveland Indians. Some players might have been nervous to start their first game for a popular team like the Red Sox, but not Babe. His calmness came partly from his laid-back personality and partly from the fact that there wasn't a lot of pressure on him. The Sox were in sixth place, and no one expected a win. Over the first six innings, though, Babe held the Indians in check, giving up only six hits and one run before running out of gas in the seventh inning. Babe got his first W in a red uniform that day as the Sox beat the Indians 4-3. However, over the next month, Carrigan rarely used Babe Ruth. Before he became a regular on the mound, he needed to break some bad habits. For example, Babe's tongue would curl into the corner of his mouth when he was going to throw a curveball. This was something Babe hadn't noticed he was doing, but professional hitters picked it up right away and tried to exploit it. Carrigan was just as concerned with Babe's adjustments to big league life. Away from home, in a big city, alone for the first time and making lots of money, Babe began to fall back into his bad habits. He stayed out all night, often letting his new friends take advantage of him and his newfound money. His teammates didn't quite know what to think of the newcomer. He was obviously a talented ball player, but he didn't behave like a rookie. Most young players are intimidated by older players. But Babe insisted on taking batting practice, something pitchers, particularly rookie pitchers, just didn't do. When the veterans complained, Babe stood up to them. He argued with umpires and on one occasion was even thrown out of a game. He didn't bother to learn anyone's name and called it.